Scalia was what is called an originalist. Dr. Aikman, can you explain how right. that shaped his opinions in his Supreme Court decisions?
Well, it meant he was a follower of the intent of the writers of the Constitution, who really had very specific intentions in their formulating the laws of the country, and who were not swayed by fashion or social tendencies that were going on around them. So the original intent principle is a very important principle of conservative jurisprudence. What it means is you don't say, well, nowadays people mean such and such when they use that word. You say, no, you have to go back to the original meaning of the law and look at what the original writers intended. And that is the principle of preserving the principles of the Constitution to protect all of us. I mean, if you start being swayed by fashion and gossip and preference, you'll soon sweep away the whole framework of the structure of our freedom, which is a very dangerous thing to happen.
And of course, that has happened in many of the recent Supreme Court decisions. Things that I personally believe would cause our founders to roll over in their graves. I can't imagine the framers of the Constitution ever envisioning a day when their words would be used to justify changing the entire definition of marriage. I mean, the idea that, you know, the Thomas Jefferson and George Washington could have walked down the aisle together. I mean, it's just, it's ludicrous.
It really is ludicrous, and I think it's extremely dangerous. And not only same-sex marriage, but, of course, Second Amendment rights. I mean, one of the things that Obama is absolutely intent upon is closing sort of loopholes against people owning guns who shouldn't own guns. But in fact, the likelihood is that the kind of restrictions he wants to impose, and he would if the Supreme Court were on his side, would make it much harder for legitimate gun owners to have weapons of self-defense in their possession. It's a very frightening prospect.